experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com. Or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Valley Falls and Horton tonight here, week one of high school football on KNZA, and it's brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabbitt with you as we are moments away from the opening kickoff. And the high school football season is about to begin, and we are in the Northeast Kansas League. Valley Falls, wearing their all-black home uniforms, will receive the opening kickoff here tonight at home. Overcast conditions, it is not warm. It is almost a perfect evening here for some high school football. Both these teams struggling a year ago, winning just one game apiece, but it was Valley Falls with their lone win, taking down the Chargers in a week three tilt a year ago. The Northeast Kansas League has a little bit different feel with two new teams added here in 2024 as Riverside makes the move from the Big Seven and then Troy over from the Twin Valley League. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Jeff County North, Jackson Heights co-champs a year ago. And we get a good one here tonight as Valley Falls will receive the opening kick in their all-black home uniforms. Chargers on the far side of the field, their white tops, gray pants, as they are under new direction here in 2024 as Bo Gadwood has taken over that Chargers program. The opening kickoff is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. The Chargers will kick it off from right to left, teeing it up in between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Back to receive for the Dragons is junior Grant Meyer. And also back there is Duncan Alvarenga, another junior. We are glad to be going here for the start of a new high school football season here in 2024. Thanks again to all of our great sponsors making it possible. It is teed up, and Austin Gaskell has it teed up, and his left-footed boot is a short one and jumped on inside the 40 at the 38-yard line, and that is where Valley Falls will open up their 2024 season, moving it from left to right here in the opening quarter. At quarterback for the Valley Falls Dragons under Wyatt Hofstra will be the junior Grant Meyer. He split time at quarterback a year ago. And now he gets the full-time job here. From the 38-yard line, first down and 10, Valley Falls moving from left to right. Ball will be closer to the near side hash as the official finally gets the ball put down in the proper spot. Two receivers to the right. In the shotgun formation is Meyer. And a running back, A.J. Reeves, lined up sidecar right. They'll give it to Reeves. Left side immediately hit and dropped, potentially for a loss of a yard. So Reeves out of the backfield with a loss of 1 yard on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 11 back at the 37-yard line. The Chargers have a lot of beef up front as Austin Garrison, the 250-pound sophomore defensive lineman, making the initial hit on that tackle. Second down and 11 after the minus 1 yard play there by A.J. Reeves. They go back to the shotgun set. Now he lines up left side of Meyer, ball far side hash. They go right back to Reeves, gets a nice initial burst through a hole and gets up to the 40, up to the 41-yard line. So he gains 4 yards that time, and it'll bring up a third down and about 7 yards to go. So right out the gate, A big third down play here to open the game. We're a minute in. No score. Valley Falls and Horton here tonight on KNZA. Ball between the hash marks. Dragons third down and 7. It is Meyer again in the gun, and Reeves lined up a scotch behind him to his left. He will take the snap, and they will go back to Reeves. Finds a good burst. There he goes. Midfield 40, 35, 30, 25, and ripped down at the 23-yard line. Austin Gaskell made a touchdown-saving stop, but from the 43, Valley Falls down to the 23-yard line. It is a gain of 30 yards for A.J. Reeves. So even on third and long, they go right back to the junior running back, right through the hole on the right side of the offensive line, and he bursts through for 30 yards, and it's first down and 10, Valley Falls, at the Horton 22-yard line. First time we'll see Brody Troxell, a freshman, lined up to the right side of Meyer. Meyer on a keeper, and he is hit and dropped back to the 25. That was Grayson Sturton on the stop. 6'4", 190 on the listing for that senior. That is a loss of 3 yards on the play. So now it's going to bring up second down and 13 at the 25-yard line. Ball is between the hash marks. First drive of the game for either team. After a big 30-yard spurt by Reeves on third and long, now the Dragons at the 25 of Horton facing second down and long. Meyer again in the gun. Staggered stance, high snap, it's on the ground. Ball is still on the ground, and Horton recovers, and it's a turnover by the Dragons. It was a high snap. Meyer couldn't handle it, and it was Talon Hooper who recovered the fumble, and just like that, our first turnover of the game. So Horton now at their own 33-yard line will have their first possession after the turnover. That was a tough break there for the Dragons as they were looking good in Horton territory. 9:25 to go, first quarter, no score. Now the Chargers and senior quarterback Jackson Moman. Ball closer to the near side hash. They work from right to left, and Moman will go under center. The give is to the running back straight up the middle, and that was Niosi on the carry. And it will be a good gain up near the 40, shy of it. It's a gain of 6 yards for Niosi. And it brings up second down and 4. Ball middle of the field, shy of the 40, moving right to left here in the opening quarter. This is a big offensive line for the Chargers. They go 255, 285, 240, 240, 250. Moment again under center. He'll take the snap. This time fakes, keeps it himself, and he squirts away through a hole in a tackle and gets up to the 46-yard line. And that is a first down run of 6 yards for Jackson Moman. Grant Meyer in on the stop. And the first down of the game here for Horton. Both teams just 1-8 a year ago. Chargers under a new head coach in Bo Gadwood. First down of the season. Moment on a 6-yard carry. It is first down and 10 Chargers at the 46-yard line. Just shy of midfield. Moment again takes the snap. They will give it to the running back, and that's Niosi again, and he bursts through for a gain of 9 into Dragons territory up near the 45. So a gain of 9 yards. Duncan Alvarenga was in on the stop and could have been a touchdown-saving tackle. But 2 carries on this drive for Dalton Niosi. He's got 15 yards. Second down and 1 at the Valley Falls 45-yard line, a little bit closer to the near side hash. Moman takes the snap, and now the ball's popped up in the air, and it's loose on the turf, and let's see who comes up with it. Valley Falls pointing like they have the football. That one just popped right up in the air. Still no official signal by the referee, and it's Valley Falls football. Wow. Both teams working down the field on their opening drives, and they both cough it up. So back-to-back fumbles to begin the year for both of these teams. The Dragons defense coming up with a big stop. They'll have it at their own 45-yard line. Correction, the 40-yard line of Valley Falls. Wow. So we flip it right back, and from left to right, second possession of the season for Grant Meyer and the Dragons. No score. We're at 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Ball between the hash marks. Meyer looking to his right. Pretty tight formation on this one. They go to Reeves. Initially hit and ripped back, maybe for a loss of one. And that was Hooper in on the stop. It is no gain on the play, if any. They will say he got back to the line of scrimmage. The fourth carry already for A.J. Reeves, who had just 20 carries for 42 yards a year ago. And he's already got 33 yards on four carries here in this first quarter of 2024. No score, approaching 7 minutes to go in the frame. Both teams have had the ball once. Both teams have turned it over. Here is Meyer again in the gun. It is Reeves, left and back of him. A man in motion is Nellis to the left side, and they give it to Reeves, and he is absolutely swallowed up in the backfield. That is Dante Masqua, who makes a massive hit. No gain on the play, and it's third down and 10. Dante Masqua, 6'5", 255 on the listing. A senior making a monster play against A.J. Reeves. So third down and 10 for the Dragons. They had third and 8 on their first drive, and Reeves busted a run for 30 yards. Well, let's see if they can come up with another big-time play on third and long. They'll send two receivers here to the near side, staggered with a tight bunch set to the left. Meyer in the gun, man in motion. It is a high snap and our first penalty. It is a false start against the Dragons, and now it's going to be third and 15 back to the 35. That will maybe change the play for head coach Wyatt Hofstra. Third down and 15 yards to go as we have just passed the halfway point in the opening quarter. No score, second possession of the game for the Dragons, but now facing third down and 15 after the false start penalty. Same formation, two receivers near side, Reeves to the right of Meyer, tucked left, play action, he has to avoid a tackle, he launches it downfield and nowhere to be found as a receiver, and it's incomplete. Boy, he did a good job of avoiding a sack. And now there's some laundry on the field. And it's a penalty against Valley Falls. They're going to call intentional grounding. It'll be fourth down, and now the Dragons will be backed up even more and will have to punt it away. It'll be Dylan Herring, I believe, in punt formation. Or correction, Grant Meyer. Beg your pardon. So a good defensive stand there for the Chargers. A couple of penalties by the Dragons not helping the cause. Pretty good kick from left to right. It bounces right at midfield. Takes a Valley Falls bounce inside the 40 and down at the 37-yard line. So Horton at their own 37 will have their second possession here in 2024. No score, 5:44 to go here in the opening quarter. Brandon Tam and Ray Penning with you tonight on KNZA. Here's Jackson Bowman. Three running backs in the backfield behind. And Bowman goes under center. 6'1", 180-pound senior quarterback. And he fakes a couple of handoffs, works around the right side, keeps it himself, falls forward across the 40 to about maybe the 42. Positive yardage on first down. They'll give him three. Duncan Alvarenga in on the stop. It'll bring up second down and 7 at about the 42-yard line. Horton moving from right to left here in the opening quarter. No score. 5:18 and counting left to go in this opening frame. Moment again. Ball closer to the far side hash. Checks to his left. Tight bunch set formation. He will take the snap. He will toss it to Niosi on the right side, and he's got a first down burst up to midfield. He breaks one tackle, and Niosi with a gain of 7 yards and a first down right at midfield. He has had 3 carries as Niosi, and he has gone for 6 yards, 9 yards, and now 7 yards. South of 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Chargers on the move at midfield in a nothing game. Battle inside the NEKL. Overcast conditions. Moment under center. Low snap. Niosi again. There is a flag on the play, and he gets all the way near the 40 for a gain of about 9 yards, but let's check the penalty. Valley Falls had 2 crucial penalties on their last drive, and this is going to be a hold against the Chargers. So that will be 10 yards and negate what was a 9-yard run on first down. That will back it up to the Chargers' 40-yard line. And now it is first down and 20. So the only players so far that have had carries on offense for the Chargers is the quarterback Jackson Bowman and Dalton Niosi. Ball closer to the far side hash. First down and 20 after the penalty. Man in motion to the right side. And Bowman takes the snap. Gives to Niosi again. Right up the middle. Big burst across midfield. Getting all the penalty yardage back and more. Across all the way past the 45 and down near the 40. So on first and 20, he gains 18 yards right up the middle. So Niosi is a problem here in the early going for the Valley Falls defense. His longest run so far, but he has been very efficient here. Second down and 2, right near the 40 of Valley Falls as we're at 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bowman takes the snap. Niosi again, this time he's dragged down by the shoestrings there and maybe a yard. Dylan Herring in on the stop. No gain, so a good pursuit there. And it will bring up third down and maybe a yard and a half. So maybe he got about a half yard or a yard at most, but now a big third down and short play coming up here for the Chargers inside the 40. 3:25 to go here in the opening quarter. Bowman takes the snap. Works it left. Niosi up the middle. Has a first down. A little bit more. Down to the 30-yard line for a gain of 10. Graham Meyer in on the stop and what was maybe a touchdown-saving tackle. So another big run for Dalton Niosi. Samuel sitting up, a junior in on the defensive line now. Taking the spot of A.J. Reeves. First down and 10 for the Chargers at the Valley Falls 30-yard line. Coming up on 3 minutes to go, still no score in this opening quarter of the first game of the year. Week one of high school football. Moman low under center, takes the snap. They give it to the right side. This is Chartier with his first carry, and he's got a positive gain. Inside the 25 to the 24 for a gain of 6. That was Dylan Herring who also got in on the stop. Herring, 45 total tackles a year ago, including a sack. So second down and 4, so the Chargers are on the move. They were doing so on their first drive of the game, but lost a fumble. And now moving it, Scotch Moore on their second drive of the season. They got it second and 4 as they approach the red zone, moving from right to left. Bowman again under center, takes the snap, works it left. This is Chartier again, breaks one tackle inside the 20, pushing the pile near the 15-yard line. That's going to be near a 9-yard gain and a first down. Got through the initial arms of Grady Smith. And now it is first down and 10 at the Dragons' 15-yard line. as this running attack is starting to really do some damage. The Chargers have yet to throw a pass in this game. Granted, still very early, but they have used the running game here so far. First and 10 at the 15. Chargers trying to get on the board first. And after a fake, it's going to be Chartier again, but a flag is down. They faked it to Niosi and then went to Chartier up the middle. And another hold. So that is the second holding penalty on this drive. The first one backed him up to first and 20. The Chargers were able to get the first down and keep the drive moving. Now they got to move it back again. It's going to be first and 20 again as it's back to the 25-yard line. This drive started at the Horton 37-yard line. Ball closer to the right hash. Bowman takes the snap. Niosi on the pitch right. Gets to the outside and gets a good block. He'll get inside the 20. Let's see where they mark him out. So it's going to be close to getting the penalty yardage back there. Maybe a yard shy of that, but still a gain of about 9 yards. Niosi putting together a very good first quarter. It will be a solid 8, maybe a short 9. We'll give him 8. We'll call it second down and a short 12. Just shy of the 15-yard line. So, again, not quite the penalty yards back, but Niosi doing a good job there getting most of it. So still second down and north of 10 as the Chargers look to score with under a minute and a half to go in the opening frame. Bowman, first time dropping back, immediately rolls, immediately tucks, immediately keeps, makes a man miss, gets to the pylon and runs it into the end zone for the first touchdown of the season. A 15-yard scamper on second and long, and Jackson Bowman has the first touchdown of the year here on KNZA. A 15-yard scamper out of the backfield and a 6-0 Horton lead at 1:16 to go in this opening quarter. So the two holding penalties ultimately did not come back to bite the Chargers there, and now they will, I believe, set it up to go for two. A senior quarterback, Jackson Bowman, putting together a nice finishing touch. They'll go to Niosi here, toss right, looking for two, and he gets in there and adds the two-point conversion. So the Horton Chargers at 1:16 to go in the opening quarter have an 8-0 lead here at Valley Falls. We step aside for our first time out. It's our high school game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Devin here at Valley Falls, and the Horton Chargers, a 15-yard touchdown run by Jackson Bowman, capping a 67-yard drive, and the two-point conversion is good, and the Chargers leading here on the road, 8-0 at 1:16 to go in the opening frame. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, wilsontireks.com. So the Chargers on their second drive of the season, after a fumble on their opening drive, take the first lead of the game. And here is Meyer on the return for Valley Falls. Cuts inside one, gets across the 30 and up near the 33. And we got our first injured player of the season. the far side. It's a Horton Charger who is down at the 30-yard line. And that was away from the play. Meyer brought the return to the near side, and the injured player is on the far side of the field. So this, something you never want to see, but right now the Chargers have an injured player. As right now we got 1:09 to go in this opening quarter. Chargers leading it on the road 8-0. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. It's our high school game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Sabetha Family Practice, we are excited to introduce our new family medicine physician, Dr. Robert Nagley. A native of Sabetha, Dr. Nagley is dedicated to providing compassionate care in the community he calls home. Whether it's a routine checkup or something more, Dr. Nagley and our team is here for you. Call us to schedule an appointment with Dr. Nagley or any of the providers at Sabetha Family Practice. Your health is our priority. We look forward to serving you and your family with the quality care you deserve.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank.
After the injury timeout there, Valley Falls starting their third drive of the season, down 8-0 to Horton. First carry for Troxel. Our correction, was that A.J. Reeves? Okay, 2 yards. Nope, was Troxel on the carry. All right, 2 yards, second down and 8. First carry there for the freshman. Right now, Horton leading this game 8-0. The injured player, by the way, it was Wyatt Chartier. He got up under his own power and was able to get off the field, so good to see there. Second down and a long 8 yards to go. Shy of the 35-yard line. Dragons trailing this game 8-0. Could be the final play of the first quarter. Man in motion, Troxel gets out of the backfield, moving left. This is a designed run for Meyer. Makes a couple guys miss, makes a third guy miss, and gets all the way up to midfield and to the 49-yard line. It's a gain of 17 yards and a first down. Boy, some shifty moves for the junior, Grant Meyer. And that takes us right now to 10 seconds. Clock moving now after the chain gang got all set up, and this should be, I think, what will run out the first quarter. So a big run of 17 yards by Grant Meyer, and the Dragons are into Horton territory at the 49-yard line. The first quarter is in the books here from Valley Falls. Right now the Horton Chargers with an 8-0 lead on a 15-yard touchdown run by Jackson Moman. It's our high school game of the week, and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Vegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
He wants a bank on your
the field in Valley Falls, trailing 8-0. Our first play here of the second quarter. They got first and 10 at the 49. Here's Troxell, the freshman, and he gets nowhere. He is swallowed in the backfield for a 2-yard loss, maybe even a 3-yard loss, depending on the stop. Back behind the 50 to the 49, so a loss of 2 that time for Troxell. And it's second down and 12 as Grant Meyer leading the charge. The first two drives of the game for the Dragons, the first resulted in a fumble and a turnover, and the second resulted in a punt. Right now they have second and 12 on their third drive of the game, just shy of midfield after a 2-yard loss. Two wide receivers here to the near side, ball closer to the far side hash. Meyer in the gun, Reeves will get the handoff, and they try a reverse, and somehow not making the play, and Nellis is going to get a wide-open look here around the corner. So a trick play that fooled Horton's defenders fully, and a huge play up to the 32-yard line. That is going to be a 19-yard end-around by Nellis, and that had 4 or 5 Horton defenders looking in the other direction, thinking that it was Reeves with the ball, but that was not the case. So down to the 32-yard line, and it's first and 10 for the Dragons after what was the second longest play of the game for the Dragons offense. Reeves had a 30-yard scamper in the first quarter. 8-0 Horton leading, not quite 2 minutes into the second period. Meyer takes a belt high snap, looks right side, there's a drop in the flat. Nellis, an incomplete pass, just the second attempt, passing for Grant Meyer. And now it's going to bring up second down and 10. He had Nellis in the flat and unable to make the catch. The lights are on, beautiful night. Good crowd supports on both sides as we are underway for high school football here in Northeast Kansas, and we are inside the Northeast Kansas League with our broadcast here on KNZA, which is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. Near side hash, second and 10. Meyer in the gun, Reeves sidecar right. Two receivers also to the right side, and a man went in motion. That was Nellis. And then a flag was thrown by the near side official. Both teams committing 2 penalties in the first quarter. And I believe this is going to be against Valley Falls, and it's going to be a false start. So, second down and 15 now will be the case, back to the 35. Second down and 15. And the officials getting it all squared away at the 35. Meyer in the gun, Reeves to his right, trips to the right as well. Also a lone receiver left, that is Alvarenga. Second down and 15. Ain't nothing. Oh, boy. High snap. It's picked up on a hop. Meyer rolling to his right. He's got to get rid of it, and he does. I think Horton's wanting maybe intentional grounding, but looks like he got out of the pocket. That was a near disaster. But Meyer does a good job getting out of some trouble and getting it away, and it'll bring up third down and 15. At the Horton 35-yard line, near side hash. 8-0, Chargers leading it, 10 minutes to go in the first half. The Horton touchdown capping a 67-yard drive. It was Jackson Moman on a 15-yard run, and Niosi with the 2-point conversion. So a big third down. They will send a receiver to the right. That is Grady Smith. A tucked-up formation here to the near side left. Meyer in the gun. And Reeves shifting to the left side of him. A very tight set here. They go with Reeves to the right side, and he is bottled up and dropped immediately. Austin Garrison was the first on the initial contact. And Reeves fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage. 5 of the 6 carries for Reeves in this game have gone for 4 yards or less. He had a 30-yard run, but outside of that, he had a 4-yard run, 3 runs that went for 0 yards, and his first carry of the game went for a lost yard. But now it is fourth down and 15 at the 35. And we will see what the Dragons do here, but it looks like Myers backing up to ultimately put this one away. So that's the case. Chargers make a good stand, but a penalty did not help the cause either. And Valley Falls will punt it away. Good punt inside the 10. And it is down at the 5-yard line. So 95 yards away from the end zone are the Chargers, leading it 8-0 at 8:59 to go in the first half. The Dragons have moved the ball throughout the course of this game, but their first drive ended in a fumble, and their last two drives have gone punt-punt. The Chargers defense bending but not breaking. So here we go, Jackson Moman back to it. First possession for the Chargers here in the second quarter. It'll be first down and 10 at their own 5-yard line after a very good punt by Grant Meyer. Ball will be on the near side hash. Chargers here in this frame moving it from left to right. Moman pointing out some signals. Gets under center. Two in the backfield and two wide receivers tucked up to the left side. And that running back is ripped down for a loss back to near the 2-yard line. That was Trent Lockwood, who got locked up in the backfield for a loss of 2, back to the 3. That was the first carry for Lockwood tonight. And that was a nice effort. Now second down and 12, you're back to your own 3-yard line. This is a big opportunity for the Dragons to get a stop. 8-0 our score, Chargers in front, 8:25 clock moving first half. Bowman again under center. They have not taken a snap in the shotgun yet. Bowman low, taking the snap. They will fake the toss. Now hand it up the middle. Good yardage up near the 15, and that was Niosi again. He will be just shy of the first down, I believe. But on second down and 12, he is going to gain 11 yards, and it's going to bring up third down and 1. So Niosi again has been the story as he is putting together a very solid first half in the run game. A much more manageable third down here. Third down and 1 just inside the 14-yard line. Bowman under center takes the snap. And the give is to Niosi, and he bursts through for a big-time run. Meyer chasing him down, and he's finally forced out. After crossing midfield and being pushed out at the 45-yard line, that is a 41-yard scamper for the senior Dalton Niosi. So after having second down and 12 from their own 3-yard line, back-to-back plays, and all of a sudden, it is first and 10 at the Valley Falls 45. Approaching 7 minutes to go in the first half. Chargers 8, Dragons nothing. Niosi putting together a monstrous first half. This time they go to Chartier, which is good to see him back into the game. Ball popped in the air. And they're going to say that was a fumble. I think he was down. He was on his back. Yes, that is the correct call. That is the correct call. He was down. Fans don't like it, but it's the correct call. Lockwood landing on his back. It popped into the air, but he was already well down. It'll be a 2-yard gain for Chartier. 3 carries, now 17 yards in the first half for Chartier. Again, he got injured in the first quarter, but good to see him back on the field. So second down and 8, shy of the 40. Horton in Valley Falls territory, pushing left to right, trying to build on an 8-0 lead as we're about to the halfway point in the second quarter. Sam Taft barking out the signals in the offensive line. Moman takes the snap. He'll fake once and hand it off to Lockwood here. and he is tripped up near the 40-yard line. And maybe a scotch inside the 40. It'll be about 4 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and five. So the Chargers have scattered the running game outside of Moman, the quarterback. They have scattered the carries across three players. And the OC, the big one, who is maybe on the verge of having 100 yards in the first half. Third down and five, though. Let's see what they can do here. Right about the 40-yard line of Valley Falls. Moman is going to fake it. Gets away from one tackle, trying to work back left, and he's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, and he appears to be hurt. But he jumps up quickly. It was almost a near broken play, and he tried to take off. And now Moman is going to run off the field, but going to bring up fourth down and five. And I think they're checking on Moman on the sideline. Not sure what the issue is, but he was a little banged up on that play. So now a huge fourth and five here for the Chargers. Leading 8-0 under 5 minutes to go in the half. And it looks like Niosi will take the snap here. Correction, it's going to be Lockwood. So Lockwood's going to take the snap here on fourth down. They go to Niosi. He's trying to get to the outside. He breaks a tackle and has a first down to the 30, inside of it to the 29-yard line. And they needed five, and he got about 11 yards. Valley Falls had him in the backfield and what would have been a turnover on downs, but he busts away through a couple of arms and gains 11 inside the 30, and we got a timeout on the field. Or do we not? No timeout, beg your pardon. So we continue to go. 4.5 minutes left, clock moving. 8-0 Chargers trying to add before halftime. Dalton, the OC, incredible first half. We will go down through all the numbers once we get to our halftime show, but the Chargers trying to add to it. Here is the give. Niosi again, right up the middle, breaking a couple arm tackles. Meyer finally brings him down near the five. They're going to mark him down at the six for a gain of 23 yards. And the monster first half for Niosi continues. Now it is first and goal for the Chargers. He is just breaking through arm tackles. He has had carries in the first half of 11, 18, 23, 41, and 10. That's not even all the carries. Under 4 minutes to go. Chargers, 8-0, first and goal at the six. They go right back to Niosi. He's stretching out. Did he get in? I don't believe so. He will be a yard shy. It's a gain of five. 5 yards for Niosi. It is second and goal from the one. As the clock continues to move under 3.5 minutes. A fairly quick moving first half. Here in Valley Falls tonight. And the Chargers have looked good throughout. And they're going to go right up the middle and into the end zone for the touchdown, as you got to give Niosi the chance to cap off that drive, and he did so with a 1 yard touchdown run. It is now 14-0 Horton at 3:07 to go in the half. And earlier in the drive, Horton quarterback Jackson Moman walked to the sideline. He's still standing over there. He has his helmet on. But it has been the Dalton Niosi show here in the first half, as he had a monster contribution. He had runs of 11, 23, 11, and 41 yards as well, all on that drive that started from the five. Niosi again, left side. He is in for two. 16-0 Chargers, 3:07 to go. We're going to keep it right here. As that was a 95-yard touchdown drive. And the OC caps it off with the one-yard run. He adds the two. And Horton now a 16-0 lead, 3:07 to go. That 95-yard touchdown drive finished off by Niosi, a one-yard touchdown run. Drive summary, it is brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Let's check a few scores from around the area. As our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Jefferson County North leading Moorhill Mounts Academy 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. Jackson Heights leading their game 6-0 over Riverside. Onega leads Donovan West 12-0 in the first quarter. And Ottawa a 14-0 lead at the end of one against Atchison. Again, our score updates all season long brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Gaskell set to kick off again. Moment a 15-yard touchdown run. Dalton Niosi a 1-yard touchdown run. Both have converted on two-point conversion. 16-0 Horton at 3:07 to go in this first half. It is a short kick. That is a live ball, but Reeves able to pick it up and get across the 40 to about the 41, maybe the 42, and that's where Valley Falls will take over. So the best field position starting in the game tonight for Valley Falls, but now they find themselves down 16-0. Horton has scored on their last two drives after they fumbled it on their opening possession of the game. We'll call it first down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. Dragons trailing by two scores and working from right to left. It has been a tough go on offense for the Dragons. They have been able to move it at times, but a fumble and back-to-back punts and now movement and a penalty. But this is going to go against the Chargers. It's going to be offside. So that's is the third penalty against Horton in the first half. They have tallied a couple of holding penalties and now an offside. So first and five, ball is at the across the 45 at about the 46. Man in motion to the near side. Meyer takes the snap, looking into the flat. It is caught right at midfield and ripped down at the 49. It's Brady Nellis on the catch. And it's going to be close to the first down. It looks like a yard shy, so a 4-yard pitch and catch from Grant Meyer to Brady Nellis. That's the first completion of the game for either team. Wrights at the Horton 49. Second down and one, under 3 minutes to go in this first half. Right now Horton leading at 16-0. Meyer in the gun, Reeves to his left, two receivers left as well. Design quarterback run. He's trying to get to the outside. He'll have the first down and more, and he is swung down out of bounds inside the 45 to about the 44 for a gain of 5 yards and a first down. So, needing a yard, they pick up five, and the Dragons move it on the 5-yard carry. Design quarterback run by Grant Meyer. 2:40, clock moving south. Towards halftime, Dragons in Charger territory, but trailing this game 16-0. Jackson Moman, a 15-yard touchdown run, and Dalton Niosi, a 1-yard touchdown run, which capped off a 95-yard drive. Meyer in the gun, first and 10, at the 44. He takes a chest-high snap, immediately has to roll out of the pocket, throwing across his body. It's in the air. It's caught by Nellis. Inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line for a gain of 18 yards. That was a great play by Meyer, avoiding the sack, rolling to his left, and then coming across his body with the right-handed throw, and wide open at the 30-yard line was Nellis, who then made a man miss, and he gets all the way down to the 26-yard line. So first and 10, the Dragons are brewing. late in the first half. We're just under 2 minutes to go. Horton leading at 16-0. So back-to-back completions, one for 4 yards and the other for 18 yards. Wide receiver to the right, that's Grady Smith. Reeves in the gun alongside Meyer to his right. Also a man left in Alvarenga, looking left. And now lofts it deep towards the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. A desperation heave is caught by Duncan Alvarenga right at the goal line. I thought I saw the touchdown symbol, and there it was confirmed. Or no, I thought I saw the official put the touchdown sign up. It was right near the goal line. So that will be a touchdown, I believe. Or whoa, it will not. Okay, I couldn't tell. So it is not a touchdown, but it's down to the 1 yard line. Right at a minute to go, and a flag now stops the play. Let's see what the call is here. Was it offsetting penalties? Offsides was the call. Okay. Fourth penalty against Horton, so you move it up half the distance to the goal. Now you're inside the one. The Dragons trying to cap off a 58-yard touchdown drive. Meyer keeps it, gets to the outside, angles towards the pylon, lifts his hand into the air, and scores the touchdown for Valley Falls. Absolutely needed right before halftime at 46 seconds to go, and Meyer has the first touchdown for Valley Falls here in 2024. So now it will get set for the extra point try. And they are lined up in the swinging gate. And now we get a timeout. Horton didn't like that. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. That is a 58-yard touchdown drive and a couple of big time pass plays by Grant Meyer. He found Brady Nellis on that drive for 18 yards. Duncan Alvarenga, a big play down to the one, setting up Meyer on the keeper to the right side. And the Dragons' first touchdown is by the quarterback, Grant Meyer, a 1 yard run, which capped a 58-yard touchdown drive, and then they set up the swinging gate on the extra point try, and Horton had to burn one of their timeouts. So both offenses have picked up here in the second quarter. It was 8-0 Horton after one, and both teams have scored touchdowns here in the second quarter. So here we go out of the timeout. They set it up again. There's only 46 seconds left in the half, so that was absolutely much needed by the Dragons to get some momentum in before the half, after Horton appeared to be dominating the game. So they set up the swinging gate, now work it back to the middle of the field and line up with Meyer in the gun. Big time 2-point try. Design quarterback keeper, and he cuts it in there for a big time two. So Grant Meyer adds the two. And it cuts the deficit in half. With 46 seconds remaining, it is now Horton 16 and Valley Falls 8. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll be back right after this.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kimes ES of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesES.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
High school football here on KNZA, brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. A 58-yard touchdown drive capped off by Grant Meyer, a one-yard run. He adds the two-point conversion, and Valley Falls now trailing Horton 16-8 with 46 seconds remaining in the first half. And now a very short kick. That is a live ball, but it is picked up by Horton and trying to work it to the far side of the field and finally wrapped up and brought down at about the 43, maybe the 44. So let's see how aggressive the Chargers get. They have good field position, but just 39 seconds to go. They have used one of their timeouts. But can Valley Falls get a big stop here and take this thing into the half, only down 8 points? And looking to see if Jackson Moman is back into the game, and it appears that he is. He was injured on that last drive, and now movement, looked like some movement up front instead of toss to Lockwood here on the left side. He gets outside the numbers, and he will have 9, maybe 10 yards. It looks like they'll mark him out a yard shy on the pitch left. A 9-yard carry there by Trent Lockwood. And already into Valley Falls territory, 31 seconds to go. He was able to get out of bounds to stop the clock. So here we'll bring up second down and a yard to go. Lockwood has had 3 carries in the first half. That was his longest run. It has been Dalton Niosi who has had the majority of the work in the first half for the Chargers run game. He's had a monster first half. Moman and Niosi with the touchdowns for the Chargers. 31 seconds to go. Moman takes the snap. The give is to the running back. I believe that was Chartier on the carry. He has the first down for a gain of 3 and a timeout on the field. So it stops the clock with 25 seconds to go. As Horton's going to burn a timeout, they have it just shy of the Dragons' 40-yard line. Again, just 25 seconds to go, leading this game 16-8. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Back after this, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tabb and Ray Penning with you here on KNZA, and a good one here so far. 16-8, Horton leading, 25 seconds to go until halftime. They have the ball on the move from left to right, first and 10 at the Dragons' 43-yard line. Horton touchdowns from Jackson Moman and Dalton Niosi, and the Valley Falls touchdown by Grant Meyer. Here we go, big play, first and 10, 43-yard line, 25 seconds to go. They give it to Lockwood here, left side. He is upended at the knees inside the 40. And down to the 37-yard line for a gain of about 6 yards, and the Chargers will burn their final timeout. It looks to be officially a 5-yard gain. That'll bring up second and 5. inside the 40. 20 seconds left in the half, but now the Chargers are out of timeouts. Both teams got off to not ideal starts offensively. Both teams on their first possession fumbling it and turning it over. Valley Falls would have back-to-back punts after that. And we're down 16-0 in the blink of an eye after Horton scored on two straight possessions. But Valley Falls put together a 58-yard drive, and Meyer on the one-yard run, and a two-point conversion, cutting the deficit in half. But now, no timeouts left for the Chargers. They have it second down and five at the 38-yard line of Valley Falls. It will be Lockwood under center. He'll take the snap, play action, rolling to his left, looking, takes off himself, gets to the far side and outside the numbers, just a couple of yards to the 35, stops the clock at 14 seconds. So not sure if the injury from earlier in the game is affecting Jackson Moman, but Lockwood was back out there, not sure. Might have just been a design play there. They will bring Jackson Moman back into the game. So, again, I don't think the injury was the issue. 2 yards. It's now third down and three. 14 seconds left. Clock is stopped. Horton has no timeouts. They're at the Dragons' 35-yard line. Moman under center. They got to get out of bounds. But instead, they're just going to run it right up the middle with Niosi. He is close to the first down marker, but it looks like they're going to try to maybe get on it and spike the ball. I don't think they're going to do it in time, and that will be the end of the first half. So maybe not quite the way they wanted to execute that one down the stretch. But Niosi with a big first half, and Valley Falls able to get the stop there as we head to halftime. A 16-8 Horton Chargers lead. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We got more after this, 16-8, Horton in front. We're back after a timeout as our halftime show is coming up next.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
Rebate offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime is here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is presented by Highland Community College. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you as we continue on with our area game of the week on KMZA 103.9. Horton 16, Valley Falls 8. As we'll have our stats here in just a moment, but getting you caught up on how this one went down. Both teams with fumbles and turnovers on their opening possessions. Valley Falls had a couple of punts in the first half as well. Horton got on the board first right before the end of the first quarter. A 63-yard touchdown drive put Horton on the board. Jackson Moman, a 15-yard run, gave them an 8-0 lead after converting on the two-point conversion at that point, 8-0 going into the second quarter. Valley Falls would have a punt on their opening drive of the second quarter, and then Horton would go 95 yards, and Dalton Niosi, a one-yard run, he was monstrous on that drive and added the two-point conversion as well. So middle of the second quarter, Horton was out to a 16-0 lead, but Valley Falls did what they had to do, and they would put a drive together, 58 yards, a one-yard run by Grant Meyer. He would add the two-point conversion as well, cut the deficit in half to 16-8. And that left, at that point, 47 seconds on the clock. So right before halftime, Horton got it with good field position at the 44-yard line. They were able to work it down the field a little bit, get inside the Valley Falls 30-yard line, but they were out of timeouts and were unable to get anything on the board to close out the half. But it has certainly been a good first half here in Valley Falls. Horton 16 and the Dragons 8. Our stats are up next after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime is brought to you by Highland Community College here inside the Northeast Kansas League. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNCA. Horton 16 and Valley Falls 8. Let's go to our stats here in the first half. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Beings and Courtney Brockoff. Well, it starts with the story of the first half for the Chargers, and these stats are unofficial. And Jackson Moman, of course, the quarterback, we'll get to him in a moment. But Dalton Niosi, he was the story in the first half, again, unofficially, 14 carries for 153 yards, including a touchdown. He was the bulk of the Horton Chargers offense. Also in there, getting carries, was Wyatt Chartier, 4 carries for 20 yards. Trent Lockwood had 5 carries for 18 yards. And the quarterback, Jackson Moman, 3 carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown. That touchdown run of 15 yards was the first touchdown of the game. For Valley Falls, Grant Meyer, their quarterback, he has got the touchdown plus the two-point conversion. Meyer, 3 of 6 passing for 43 yards. He also had 4 carries for 19 yards and a touchdown. Brady Nellis had 1 rush for 15 yards. He added 2 catches for 22 yards. And Duncan Alvarenga as well had 1 catch for 21 yards. Horton had 4 penalties. In that first half, totaling 26 yards, and Valley Falls had 3 penalties in the first half, totaling 20 yards. Once again, our halftime score, Horton 16 and Valley Falls 8 as we approach the start of the second half. We'll take another timeout, come back, get you set for the second half. We'll run through some scores from around the area as well. It's our area game of the week here on KNZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The Retail Room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat meet satisfaction.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. NCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mitzi Wegman was recently in need of a new vehicle, and she knew exactly where she was going. Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
We have bought our last 6 vehicles from them, and they've always treated us really well. I tell Joe what I want, and he gets it for me. So we have 3 kids that are really active, and I was needing something with some better gas mileage. It's so easy. He helped me get a loan for it, got the best interest rate available, had all the paperwork ready to sign when I got there. It literally took 20 minutes.
Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. They're online at highlandcc.edu. Brandon Tam and Ray Pinning, one final time before we get you set for the start of the second half. Again, Horton leading here at Valley Falls, 16-8 is our halftime score. Touchdowns for Jackson Moman and Dalton Niosi, and the touchdown for Valley Falls by Grant Meyer. Let's do a quick score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to Holt House Auto House. .com. At the half, our feature game on CARE 93.7 FM, that is Ottawa at Atchison. And right now, Atchison, they are trailing Ottawa 21-7 at the break. Our game on the Hiawatha channel has Hiawatha leading Royal Valley 7-6 at the half. Our game on our news station, 96.9 KOZA, that is the War on 24, and Rossville leading Silver Lake 10-3, the halftime score there. Our game on 92.1 KMZA, that is a big-time lead for Onega as they are leading at Donovan West 26-0 at the break. And another halftime score, of course, a game on the Sabetha and Holton channels. It is the Blue Jays leading the Wildcats 7-0 at the half. Again, our score updates all season long brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. We'll step aside. A final 2-minute timeout. The second half is coming your way next as Horton leads at Valley Falls 16-8 right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance, Count on us, a name you can trust.
I can't believe it, but it's back to school time. As your kids prepare for the new school year, it's important to consider their immunizations. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to providing you with trusted information and support. Our healthcare providers are here to answer your questions and help you make informed decisions. Book an appointment with your primary care provider today to discuss any concerns and learn more about immunizations. Visit HCH Family Medicine Clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Learn more at holtonhospital.com.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Just moments away from starting the second half here on KNCA. NEKL Showdown here. Week 1 of high school football. Beautiful Friday night here in Valley Falls. Horton leading this one 16-8 as we get set to start the second half. Valley Falls, they got the possession to begin the game, so the Chargers will receive the second half kickoff, again leading 16-8. They led 8-0 after the first quarter. Jackson Moman, a 15-yard touchdown run. And they got another one from Dalton Niosi for 1 yard out. That capped off a 95-yard drive. And then Grant Meyer capping off a 58-yard drive with a 1 yard touchdown run and adding the 2. And that is where we stand, 16-8 our score, as we are set to rock and roll for half number 2. It'll be Carter Pickerell to kick off for Valley Falls. They will kick off from right to left. Horton in the third quarter will move it offensively from left to right. Here we go. It is a high, very short kick, and taking it at the 49-yard line. That was an 11-yard kickoff. And Hooper jumps on it. And great field position for the Chargers at their own 49-yard line. To the near side hash, they will operate here in this third quarter from left to right. Again, Dalton Niosi unofficially in the first half, 14 carries for 153 yards. Jackson Moman did not throw a pass. He was had three carries for 24 yards and a touchdown. So here we go, 16-8, start of the second half, Chargers with it and the lead, right near midfield, going from left to right. Moment under center, the give is to the running back, I think it was Niosi, let's see, and it was. And Niosi gets across midfield to the 46 for a gain of about 5 yards. Pickerell in on the stop, so a gain of 5 on first and 10, brings up second down and 5, just shy of the Valley Falls 45. Just getting going in the second half, 30 seconds in, first drive of the second frame, and it is still on the near side hash. Three backs bunched up behind Moman, who is under center. Second down and 5. This is Lockwood, who is tripped up right to the line of scrimmage. He might have fell forward for a yard to the 45. A yard, if anything, there, and it'll bring up third down and 5. That is the 6th carry of the game for Lockwood. He is totaled now 19 yards. Third down and 4. They need to get across the 41 for the first down. A minute and change, clock moving in this third period. Just getting going, second half, Horton 16, Valley Falls 8. Third down and 4 for the Chargers. Moment under center, near side hash. They will toss, far side left. Lockwood ripped up and brought down in the backfield. Brady Nellis takes him down for a loss of 5. That was a big-time play by the junior linebacker, Brady Nellis. Fourth down and 9. The ball is back at midfield. Valley Falls defense a chance to get off the field here early in the third quarter. Let's see the decision here by the Chargers. And it looks like they will go for it. Moman under center, fourth and nine. Biggest play here so far early in the second half. It'll be a keeper by Moman. Breaks one tackle, breaks the second. And he is going to be close, but he's going to be a yard shy of the first down. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. He needed 9 yards, and he got 7.5. Nearly made an incredible play. But they will come up a yard short. And it will be a turnover on downs for the Chargers. And Valley Falls will take over first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. And Valley Falls trailing by 8, 16-8, 9:42 to go here in the third. Two receivers split here to the near side, ball far side right, Meyer in the gun, and we'll give it off to Reeves. Makes a nice move, but is instantly swung down by Hooper. He'll get to the 45 for a gain of just 2 yards. Reeves had a 30-yard run on the first drive of the game on third down. He is tallied just 5 yards on 5 carries outside of that. Second down and 8, right about the 45 for Valley Falls. Working right to left here in the third quarter, trailing Horton 16-8. Both teams just 1 win a year ago. One will match that total here tonight. Here's Meyer back to pass, throwing off his back foot, and it's intercepted at midfield. That is Hooper. He is at the 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5, pick six Chargers. Incredible. Talon Hooper, the 6'2 junior linebacker, a 50-yard pick six, and it's now 22-8. At 8:46 to go in the third quarter. The pass was right across the middle, and not sure who the intended receiver was, but Hooper was in the absolute right place at the right time. He got some great blocking downfield, and he is able to take it the distance. So that swings the game pretty quickly back into the favor of the Chargers. They will go for two. Bowman under center, three tucked up behind him. He'll fake the toss. They give it to Lockwood, or correction, I think that was Niosi who took it in. He does, and it's now 24-8. 8:46 to go. Chargers in control, a 50-yard pick six by Talon Hooper. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Horton Chargers getting a 50-yard pick six by Talon Hooper, and another two-point conversion has now made their lead 24-8 here at Valley Falls. And a short kickoff is going to go out of bounds around midfield. So the Dragons should have good field position here to start. And there were multiple flags on the field. So, yeah, it appears it didn't go 10 yards. Boy, the kickoffs tonight have been rather short on both sides. Field position has been pretty good for the most part. So it might have gone out of bounds, yet it might have not even gone 10 yards. So let's see what the officials finally call out here. So when it looked like the Dragons were gaining momentum, they stopped Horton on the first drive of the quarter. It was a turnover on downs. But a pick six again has now given Horton a 24-8 lead. So Valley Falls at the Horton 45. So great starting field position. Got to take advantage here. They're down 24-8, 8:46 to go in this third. Meyer, quarterback keeper, gets out of some trouble, makes another man miss, and finally gets tripped up. And he works heavy on that one to gain maybe a yard. A one-yard rush just inside again past the original line of scrimmage. So they are marking it down at the 44, second down and 9. Dragons moving right to left, trailing 24-8. Not quite 4 minutes into this third quarter. If the Dragons can respond and get themselves right back into this game, they were in a good spot, but the pick six giving the Chargers all the momentum back. Second down and 9 inside the 45. Meyer in the gun, a wide receiver split left. That's Alvarenga. Another receiver far side right. Ball closer to the far side hash. Alvarenga comes in motion, now stutters, and should be a false start here. A penalty will be the fourth of the game for Valley Falls. So that will back it up 5. It'll bring up second down and 14. The penalties, again, 4 now for Valley Falls. Horton has also committed 4 penalties in the game. It has hurt Valley Falls more than it has hurt Horton tonight. So second down and 14. It's just inside the midfield mark at the 49. Dragons trailing 24-8. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Alvarenga again goes in motion, stutters. Now they want to fake it to him. Now Meyer rolling to his left, throwing across his body, deep downfield and overshooting Alvarenga, and multiple flags on the field. This could be pass interference. Now Moman, the coverage on the back end for the Chargers. Two officials throwing flags on that play. And this should be pass interference, which would be an automatic first down and 15 yards. Still awaiting for the white cap to make the call. They'll absolutely need it. It was second down and 14 after a false start by the Dragons up front. And they took a shot downfield to Alvarenga, and there is the call. Pass interference against Jackson Moman. That is a 15-yard penalty. And that will put the Dragons in business with 7:20 to go in this third quarter, but right now trailing 24-8. Their lone touchdown by Grant Meyer in the second quarter. Waiting for the official to mark it. They certainly are taking their time marking out the 15 yards. And it will be just shy of the 35 at the 36. Should be another yard, so it should be the 35. So they called it at midfield and up to the 35. So it'll be first down and 10 at the 35. And by the way, I apologize for the hoarse voice. It has been a struggle the last couple of days here for me, so I appreciate everyone hanging with me. First down and 10 at the 35. Grant Meyer on a keeper, sweeps it to the right side, jumps over one defender and gets close to the 25. He'll get to the 26, so a gain of 4 yards. For Grant Meyer. Second down and 6, just shy of the 25. Clock on the move. It's 7 minutes to go in the third. Horton leading this game 24-8. The last touchdown, a 50-yard pick 6 by Talon Hooper. That has really been the biggest play so far in this game. But the Dragons are trying to get that one back. They have it 2nd and 6 at the Horton 26. Still clock moving, now under 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third. Meyer in the gun, ball far side hash, two receivers split left, a man in the backfield, now Reeves in motion, going to the flat. They toss it that way, and it's going to be another pick six. This is Trent Lockwood, and he is gone. He reads it absolutely perfect, and that is the second consecutive pick six as this one goes 70 yards. Touchdown, Chargers. And it is 30-8. Wow. So officially, I beg your pardon, 56. The number they are calling that return. So this game is turned very quickly. Back-to-back pick sixes. And it is 30-8. At 6:19 to go in the third quarter. And a stoppage of play here by the officials. Not sure why, but they're going to switch out the footballs. Okay. Now the Chargers will go for two. They have converted all three of their two-point conversions so far. This is their fourth attempt. They will go to Niosi, pretty sure fire, and they're going to say he is short. So they do not get the two-point conversion here, but the second straight pick six, officially 56 yards for Trent Lockwood. And right now the Chargers in control. They lead at Valley Falls 30-8, 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, first it was Talon Hooper, a 50-yard pick six, and now Trent Lockwood, a near 60-yard pick six. Back-to-back huge defensive touchdowns for the Chargers, and their lead right now at Valley Falls 30-8, as that kickoff was nearly recovered by Horton, but Valley Falls jumping on it at about the 36-yard line. Let's see the official mark here. They go 37-yard line for Valley Falls, and now all of a sudden they're down 30-8 after surrendering back-to-back pick sixes in this quarter. The defense for Horton has made some big-time plays here tonight, and now Valley Falls, they are really behind the eight ball here. First and 10. They got it shy of their own 40. Moving right to left. Meyer takes the snap. The give is to Reeves, and he'll burst up the middle, breaking tackles across midfield inside the 45 all the way to the 43. It is a gain of 20 yards on first down for A.J. Reeves. So that is the second longest carry of the night for Reeves, and that was much needed for the Dragons again, who are now down 30-8 at the halfway point here in the third quarter. They have it first down and 10 at the 42. That'll be officially a 21-yard scamper for Reeves. So first and 10, Dragons on the move. They got to get some points here. They'll send Reeves in motion, and they fake it left. Now a shot downfield, and it is broken up by Moman. They were looking for Duncan Alvarenga. Both attempts A diving attempt by both, but it was knocked away by the left hand of Moman, and that pass is incomplete. So second down and 10 yards to go at the 42. Clock stopped at 5:38 in this third period. This was an 8-0 Horton lead at the end of the first quarter. It was 16-8. They led it at the half. But back-to-back pick sixes by the Chargers defense have given them now a 30-8 lead. The Dragons, second down and 10, just shy of the Chargers 40. Moving right to left, Meyer takes the snap, a late give, and Reeves stumbled back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard at best, and it's going to bring up third down and long. Let's see if they give him a yard. They do, to the 41. So it's going to bring up third down and 9, just shy of the Chargers' 40-yard line. Clock is moving, approaching 5 minutes left in this third quarter. The Chargers' defense, the story here so far in the second half, back-to-back pick sixes, blow this game open. The Dragons needing to convert here on third down. Third and 9, shy of the 40. Meyer in the gun, a receiver right. That was Nellis in motion, and now a false start. Penalty number 5. That is the fourth false start penalty by the Dragons here. So it's going to go from third and 9 to third and 14. I would assume at this point it's probably four down territory, but we'll see. Now backed up a little bit behind the eight ball, third and long. It is back to the right between the 45 and the 46-yard line. So third and long. Meyer in the gun, two receivers left, tucked up right. Nellis now moving in motion near side. Here's Meyer on the snap. Pass is tipped in the air and incomplete. It was batted down. And that could have been a far worse scenario, but the incomplete pass. Great defense. I believe that was Sturton who got his hand on it, but nonetheless, it's going to bring a fourth down and nearly 14 yards to go. And at this point, we'll see what the Dragons want to do here. Clock stop, 4:48 here in the third quarter. Horton leading at 30-8. And Meyer believed to be setting up in punt formation. He stands at his own 45, and he does boot it away. Pretty good one from right to left. And Horton not even putting anybody back there. And this is another really good punt. And it will roll inside the 10 and down near the 6. So Myers had a punt that put Horton in the first half at the 5, and now he has a punt here in the third quarter that appears puts him down at the 6-yard line. But the Chargers, when they were pinned at the 5, went 95 yards and got a touchdown. Well, the Chargers right now at 4:39 to go in the third quarter. The ball back, first and 10 at their own 6. It is 30-8. We got back here at midfield. They're looking at a Valley Falls player down at the 45. Appears it could be cramping related, the way they're kind of stretching him out. Is that Meyer? I think it is. So Meyer a little slow to get up and get off the field. He's had a good night. He's been trying to lead this Dragons offense, and now he's got a little bit of a limp walking towards the sideline. Boy, he is struggling to get to the sideline. And that's making sure they're getting him right and ready to go. He's still being looked at by the training staff. Our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net. Providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Now Meyer getting helped off the field after that punt, and it was a really good punt. His second time pinning Horton inside the 5, inside the 10. Well, that would be a huge loss. Hopefully it's just cramping related and that Meyer's okay. But he is still working his way off the field here to the near side as play awaits to resume. So Horton again, a chance to really put this game away. If they can do something with this drive. They are leading it 30-8 at 4:39 to go in the third. So Meyer's off. They're checking him out on the near sideline. Niosi has been the story offensively and then defensively, back-to-back pick sixes by Hooper and Lockwood. Has blown this game wide open. And that is Niosi on the carry. Let's see where they get him. A few yards. Solid gain on first and 10. They will give him 5 up to the 11-yard line. So second down and 5 at the 11-yard line as we approach 4 minutes to go. Clock moving third period. Chargers leading it at Valley Falls by a score of 30-8. They have 2 offensive touchdowns and 2 defensive touchdowns. Second down and 5 yards to go. Chargers certainly in no hurry at this point in the game. They'll fake to one back and give it to the other. And a good run here. It's going to be first down yardage and more. I believe that was Lockwood. Or was that Moman on the carry? So they go with Moman on the give. And he gets up to... looks like the 22-yard line. So a gain of 11 there for Moman. And a first down. Clock continues to move. 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Chargers in control now at this point in the game. They will toss it left. This is Lockwood breaking one and then dragged down. And he is blasted near the first down marker. It is going to be close to a first down. So Lockwood, a good run there. Seymour in on the stop. And let's see the official mark here. He'll be shy of the first down by a yard. So 9 yards there for Lockwood. That ties his longest rush in the game. And at the 32-yard line, it is second down and 1. Clock still moving. 2:45, third quarter. 30-8. Chargers in control. They have 2 pick sixes here in the quarter. After the Dragons had the ball down only 16-8, it has turned to a 30-8 game in the blink of an eye. Second down and 1. 32-yard line. Moman again taking his time. Chargers looking to eat some of this clock up late third. Moman under center. He will take the snap, and should be just enough for a first down. And that was Niosi for 2, needed 1. Carter Pickerel in on the stop. Also Dylan Herring in there as well, but another chain mover there for Dalton Niosi. First and 10 now, just shy of the 35. Right at 2 minutes to go, clock moving third quarter. Chargers leading on the road 30-8. The last time Horton beat Valley Falls was 2014. And they are in control here late in the third quarter. Fresh set of downs at their own 35-yard line. Bowman under center. They fake to one, give it to the other. Left side run, 2, maybe 3. I think it was Niosi again. And he has been the workhorse tonight for the Chargers' rushing attack. Officially 3 yards on the give there. Just his fourth carry here in the third quarter. Again, with the 2 pick sixes, the offense hasn't been on the field much. The second down and 7 at about the 37. We're down to a minute to go in the third. maybe two more plays left to go before the end of the third quarter. Strategic here on this drive. Another run. Niosi following a block correction. That's Chartier on the carry and then blasting through one defender. And now he's holding his right knee and is slow to get up. Across the 40 down to the 41. So three, maybe four, depending on the spot. It'll bring up third down. And Chartier is up. And a little bit of a limp back towards the sideline, but he's walking over that direction under his own power. A five-yard give. It's going to bring up third and two. The fifth carry on the night for Chartier, the 6'2 sophomore running back. Final 30 seconds. And it looks like one more play could be run here before the end of the quarter. Defense has been the story in the third quarter. Two pick sixes by the Chargers defense. Third down and two here they face. Just crossed their 40-yard line. They'll toss it left. Niosi fighting through some tackles, and he will fall forward for the first down. Needing two, he gets about four, maybe three, but just enough to move the chains. So that should take us to the end of the third quarter as the Chargers. A 50-yard pick six by Talon Hooper and a 56-yard pick six by Trent Lockwood. And at the end of the third quarter here in the Northeast Kansas League, it is the Horton Chargers 30 and the Valley Falls Dragons 8. Our fourth quarter action is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Horton leading here at Valley Falls 30-8 as we switch sides of the field. Start the fourth quarter. Chargers first and 10. Going now from right to left to cap this one off at their own 46-yard line. Two pick sixes in the third quarter has put the game in a very good advantage for the Chargers. Here is Niosi on the give. He'll get just shy of midfield to the 49 for a gain of about 3 yards. Dylan Herring in there on the stop. And a short three, maybe a long two. So we'll call it a two-yard give, and we'll say second down and a short eight to go. Just shy of midfield. Again, the Chargers in zero hurry with the ball and leading it by 3 scores. An impressive showing defensively here tonight, and they're doing a great job here with clock management. Just getting going in the fourth quarter. They have it second down and a short eight just shy of midfield. Bowman fakes to Niosi, and he gets bottled up in the backfield. Carter Pickerel with a nice play and a loss of two. That time they faked it to Niosi, and Bowman tried to keep it himself, but that did not fool Carter Pickerel. It is a loss of two back to the 46. It's going to bring up third down and nine. As the clock is moving now, under 10 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the game. The leading rusher tonight, Dalton Niosi. He had 153 yards unofficially at the half. Hasn't been heavily utilized here in the third quarter with the back-to-back pick sixes, but he will get it here on third and nine. They toss it to him right, makes a man miss. Bouncing off another tackler, and he will be close to the first down, but he looks to be a yard shy to the 45. So on 3rd and 9, he gains 8, I believe, and that'll bring up 4th down and 1. So a very manageable 4th down coming up, and this needs to be stopped here by the Valley Falls defense if they want to have any kind of shot. If they get the first down, they'll be able to chew up a little bit more of the clock here. We're right now at 9:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. 4th down and 1, the 45-yard line of Valley Falls. Moment setting, waiting. Under center he goes. There's the snap, there's the give, and there's the first down, and a little bit more inside the 40-yard line. And needing a yard. And we got the ball placed inside the 40 at the 38. So a gain of about 7 for Chartier. But there is a penalty marker down. Well, let's see. Both teams fairly evened out in the penalty department, both with 5 in the game. But we'll see. That was a 4th down and 1 conversion. And they're going to wave it off. So no penalty at all. So a big-time conversion inside the Dragons' 40-yard line to the 38. Another first down, and we're going to get a timeout by Horton. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 9:30 to go in the game. Chargers 30 and the Dragons 8. Back in after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chargers on the move. 9.5 minutes to go in the game. They lead here at Valley Falls 30-8. Brandon Tamman here on 103.9 KNZA. Our game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. And you can find them online, rainbowtel.net. They provide the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. This was a 16-8 game at the half, but back-to-back possessions where the Chargers getting deep pick sixes and turned a 16-8 lead into a 30-8 advantage. And they have the ball again, 9.5 minutes to go out of the timeout. They are inside the Dragons' 30-yard line. Ball closer to the far side hash, moving right to left in this final frame. Bowman under center out of the timeout. And he is under center, tucked up man to the left side. And we get a whistle and a penalty flag. They will let the play go. It was a 2-yard give. But a flag on the play. And we are waiting to see. It looks like there might be an injured player on the field. And cramps, again, looking to be an issue here for somebody down there for Valley Falls. And it's going to be a false start against the Chargers, so back them up 5 yards. That is just their second penalty here in the second half. It is their 6th penalty in the game. They were looking at Hooper, who had the 50-yard pick six to start the scoring in the second half. And then still trying to see who they are working on for Valley Falls. So once we get settled here, it looks to be Reeves, I think, that pops up there. And Reeves has had a pretty decent night offensively, but now he's the cramps have certainly been an issue for both sides here tonight, and it is a much different animal in week one, but the penalty for the Chargers are going to back them up 5 yards. It'll bring up first down and 15 inside the Dragons' 45-yard line. We are at 9:27 to go in the game. Chargers leading it 30-8. Two offensive touchdowns in the first half, two defensive touchdowns here in the second half. So finally, after we are settled back in here, first and 15, waiting for the officials to get this thing off and running. Bowman back under center, first and 15. They will give it, that might be, it's either Niosi or Hooper on the carry. Well, let's see who the carry was that time. And that was Talon Hooper, so number 40 on the carry, and he is walking off. And that was the first carry for Hooper, but he was dealing with cramps a little bit ago, and now he is off the field. He gained 7 yards there, and now it's going to bring up second down and 8. Right about the 35-yard line, as we're now down to 8:45 left to go in the game, clock moving south. Well, the Chargers, again, have not beaten Valley Falls in 10 years, but on the verge here tonight, under first-year head coach Bo Gadwood, here's another good give, and it's Chartier, I believe, this time on the carry, and he is close to the first down. Works at left side, patient, following behind his blockers. It's going to be close to a first down, and it will be a first down. So he needed pretty much 8, and that's pretty much what he got. Inside the 30 at about the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for the Chargers, trying to put this game away. We're down to 8 minutes to go. They lead it by 3 scores, 30-8. Bowman under center. Taking his time, 3 behind him in the backfield, 2 tight end set, 1 on each side. They go Chartier again, right side, works right, then cuts it up the middle of the field. And he somehow stayed on his feet for a few extra yards, and he gets up near a first down. It'll bring up second down, didn't quite get there. And officially Chartier with 9 yards on that carry. Chartier's last 3 carries here in the quarter, 7 yards, 8 yards, and 9 yards, and we got a timeout on the field, so we will step aside as well. The Chargers in control, leading here at Valley Falls, our score 30-8, 7:33 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Chargers trying to put this game away here at Valley Falls. Coming out of the timeout, they have the possession. They're churning clock. They have second down and 1 as they're approaching, or I should say are now officially in the red zone with a 30-8 lead. It's 7:33 to go in the game. They have 2 pick sixes, which has been the difference in the second half, turned a 16-8 advantage into what is now a 30-8 lead. Out of the timeout, second down and 1, just inside the 20. A touchdown would very much surely put it away, but the Chargers, again, have had a very good night on both sides of the ball. Here is a stretch play left side. This is Lockwood, and he angles his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Goodness me. And Lockwood takes it all the way in from 19 yards out. And never mind, scratch it. A penalty and a hold is going to bring it back. Well, that's not ideal. So a big penalty against the Chargers, wiping out a touchdown. What would have been a 19-yard run for Lockwood, it is now going to bring up second down and long. So it was a 19-yard run. That would have been 6, wiped off the board. That was the 7th penalty in the game by Horton. So now second down and 11, back to the 31-yard line. Or correction, the 29-yard line, excuse me. 7:25 to go in the game. Drops it. Does Lockwood. Now he's going to pick it up himself and try to fight for a couple of yards. It was a botched snap, and he'll get maybe 2 yards. So it'll bring up third down and about 9 to go. Dylan Herring also went on the stop. It'll bring up third down and 9 as we are now at 7 minutes to go. Clock moving in the game. The Chargers looking for their first win against Valley Falls in 10 years. It was a 21-6 Chargers win back in 2014. Third down and 9. As the clock continues to move. Now it's Lockwood again under center. And again, taking all the time that they possibly can before snapping the ball. And inside the 30-yard line. And a double fake. Now Chartier on the carry. He'll get maybe 3. Inside the 25. It'll bring up fourth down. So from 3rd and 9, it'll go to 4th down and about 6. So just 3 there for Chartier, who has been heavily utilized. He had 4 carries at the half. He's got 4 carries here alone in the 4th quarter. But it's going to bring out 4th down and 6. We are under 6 minutes to go. Chargers leading it 30-8. In the worst case, you don't get it. You chewed a lot of time off the clock. And again, the difference here in the second half, a pair of pick sixes back-to-back, one by Hooper, the other by Lockwood, both traveling over 50 yards. So 4th down and 6, Lockwood will give it to Chartier, just a pretty simple run up the gut. He will not get the first down. He'll get about 3 yards, and that's it. So a turnover on downs after all that. But again, it's a lot of time off the clock. Dragons will take over at 5:28 to go in the game, but they trail 30-8. It looks like it'll be right about the 20-yard line. So 80 yards from the end zone, but again, Chargers did exactly what they needed to do on that possession, and that was just eat up a bunch of clock. 5:28 to go in the game. It's 30-8. Dragons again. It's good to see Grant Meyer back out there. There were quite a few players tonight dealing with cramps. That was an issue for sure on both sides, especially here in the second half. So here we go. Dragons moving from left to right. 1st and 10 at the 20. Trailing 30-8 with under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Meyer again brings a man in motion. That's Alvarenga. They will toss it to him on an end around. He is trying to stretch it. Breaks one tackle, trying to spin away from another, and he's brought down, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So he really did a lot to get no yards on the play. Good pursuit by the Chargers defense. And it'll bring up 2nd down and 10 at the 20. 5 minutes to go in this game. Of course, stick around. We'll have our post-game show, getting you caught up on all the action, not just from around the area, but this game as well. And then we'll get you set for our first Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show of the Year with Jake and Boz. A lot of good games around the area. The Chargers here trying to wrap one up and start the year 1-0. 2nd down and 10 for the Dragons at the 20. 3 receivers bunched up here to the near side right. 1 split far side left. That's Grady Smith. A chest high snap for Meyer. Faking, a flag is thrown. He is going to chuck one downfield, and it is tipped in the air and nearly intercepted. That was Lucas Oakes, a freshman on the coverage. Fans wanted a flag, but there was a penalty right after the ball was snapped, right back near the line of scrimmage. So we will see what the call is. And it looks to be a legal man downfield. So that is another penalty. That is the 6th penalty tonight for Valley Falls. It'll move him back 5 yards. 2nd down and 15, back to the 15. We're approaching 4:20 to go in the game. 4:24 on the clock to be exact. An impressive second half defensively for the Chargers. The difference, two pick sixes in the third quarter. Dragons have not been on the field much offensively outside of that. A misdirection on that snap, and this play has nothing doing as Nellis got the carry, and he is swallowed up for a big loss all the way back to the 10-yard line. Dante Masqua, the big senior on the stop. He's made some good plays tonight. That will lose five, and it is third and 20 from the 10 at 3:45 to go in the game. So the clock continues to move. Meyer back in. See what they dial up on third and 20. Clock right now at 3:25 and moving. Meyer has a running back to his left. That is the freshman Troxel. And a four wide set, two to each side. Ball closer to the near side hash. That is a wide snap, and he's got to get rid of it. And it is incomplete. It was nearly picked off by Chartier. So now it is fourth and 20 at the 10-yard line, or closer to the 9, but fourth and long regardless. Clock stopped at 3:09 left in the game. Well, up next for both of these teams, Horton will be on the road at Jefferson County North next week. Valley Falls will have their first road test of the year on the road, again at Oskaloosa. And I think we're going to get a timeout, and Valley Falls will take it. Facing fourth down and 20 with 3:09 to go, trailing Horton 30-8. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Dragons facing fourth down and 20 at about their own 10-yard line, trailing Horton 30-8 with 3:09 to go in the game. Two touchdowns in the first half offensively for the Chargers. They have two touchdowns in the second half, both on defense. So let's see what the Dragons do here. Again, fourth down and 20 and some movement up front. And it's going to be an offsides against the Chargers, so it'll make it now fourth down and 15. That is now eight penalties in the game for Horton. So now fourth down and 15, trying to put this game away. Do have a final from tonight as Royal Valley was able to come back and beat Hiawatha 18-13. So they played a one-point game last year and play a five-point game here. They do punt it away, does Valley Falls, and it's down at the 40-yard line of the Dragons. So Horton will try to put this game away. 3:02 to go. They lead it 30-8. They will have it first and 10 at the Dragons' 40-yard line on the near side hash. Our post-game show, of course, once this concludes, we'll have our player of the game. We'll get you some stats as well before we get it off to our first Jake and Boz scoreboard show here in 2024. But very impressive what the Chargers have done here tonight on both sides of the ball. They dominated the line of scrimmage, especially in the first half. But the defense turning the game on its side in the third quarter with two pick sixes. And right when I say that, we will get another timeout. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Chargers take that TO. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 here on KNZA.
Farmers Save Bank, this is Katie. Hi, Katie. I live out of town and have a loan at the Farmer State Bank, but my primary checking account's at another institution. What's the easiest way to make my payments?
We have an exciting new service called External Transfers. Within online banking, you can set up your other bank. You can initiate a transfer from your primary bank to make your Farmer State Bank loan payment. You can visit our website under the eServices tab for more info.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tam and Ray Penning getting set for the scoreboard show here after our broadcast tonight across our networks. Week one of high school football. Chargers leading here at Valley Falls 30-8. They have it after the punt, first and 10 at the Valley Falls 40-yard line, trying to put this game away. And this will be Lockwood, who is going to be taking the snaps here late. They will toss it right. This is Niosi, who's had a monster night, and another big run here. Gets to the outside, looking to get towards the pylon. He makes another man miss, gets inside the 10. He is close to the goal line, and he is going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. Pinballing off tackles, and a 40-yard touchdown run by Dalton Niosi, and his monster night continues. And another player down for Valley Falls, appearing to be cramp-related once again. But that puts the icing on the cake, as it's now 36-8 at 2:47 to go in the game. That was Duncan Alvarenga, who was being checked out with maybe the cramps there. But, again, it's been an issue all night on both sides, especially in the second half. Well, that touchdown of 40 yards. One play. So Niosi again, the story tonight on offense for the Chargers. They will line up for two. They are 3-for-4 on their two-point conversion attempts, and they go to Hooper here, right up the middle, a little fullback dive, and he's in there. 38-8 Horton. A dominant showing here in game number one. 247 to go in the game. One play, 40 yards. Niosi, a pinball through that traffic and finding his way into the end zone. Another big run. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. A timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Another touchdown for the Chargers. They kick it off from right to left. Grant Meyer here trying to put a return together for Valley Falls. Makes a couple guys miss and gets out near the 40, and that's where the Dragons will take over. First down and 10, 2:40 to go. Chargers leading it 38-8 here on the road. It was a 16-8 lead for Horton at the half. They go back-to-back pick sixes. Talon Hooper, 50 yards. And Trent Lockwood, on the very next possession, 56 yards. And then here in the fourth quarter, Dalton Niosi again. A big night continuing for him. He adds a 40-yard touchdown run. And the Chargers have converted four of their five two-point conversions. And this could be the final possession of the game. We'll see. But trips right. And the give to, I believe, Troxel, the freshman. And he'll get a couple yards there as we are now under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Niosi making the stop there. Officially 3 yards for Troxel, the freshman. And mentioned earlier, again, Valley Falls up next for week two. They'll go to Oskaloosa, and Horton will go on the road again. This time they will play at Jefferson at County North. Horton then will go back-to-back at home in weeks 3 and 4 against Jackson Heights and Troy. Valley Falls will return home in week 3 against Atchison County and then go on the road to Onega after that in week 4. Second down and 7. We're at 150. At this point, want to get out of here. Health being the most important thing, as, again, cramps were a big issue for both teams tonight. A lot of players having to deal with that throughout. Second down and 7. It will go to Troxel again, the freshman, trying to get to the outside. He gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and then he is thrown down. I think forward progress gets him back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Lockwood in on the stop, third down and 7 coming up as we are approaching the final minute to go in this game. Once again, our post-game show is on the way. We'll have our player of the game. We'll go through some stats as well and give you a few updates of some scores from around the area. So I guess they moved that back a little bit, so it was a loss of maybe a couple of yards. So third down and 9 after that carry by Troxel as we are now under 50 seconds. So again, both teams just content on running this thing out. Here is Caden King, a freshman to the right side. Look at him run. He's at the 50, 45, takes a hit down to the 38-yard line. How about Caden King, a freshman? His first carry of his career goes for 22 yards. But that might be the final play we'll see. But how about that for Caden King, 22 yards on his first varsity carry. Had a nice burst over the right side. First and 10 at the 38 of Horton. They stop the clock to move the chains, so we will continue on at least another play or two. Man here to the near side, moving, setting at the 40. And the clock is back and moving. This will be King again, left side, stuttering, and he's going to lose a few yards here. And now the ball gets kicked away, but he was down. It is going to be a loss of about 4 yards. And again, we're down under 30 seconds to go. It is 38-8. And the clock will move. We'll see if Valley Falls runs another play here. Of course, some young players getting some opportunities here late. And they will try to go back to the drawing board. Going from week 1 to week 2, they'll go to Oskaloosa next week. Horton, their first win over the Dragons in 10 years. 2014 was the last time that Horton had beat Valley Falls, but Chargers dominant both sides of the ball tonight, and they won't get the snap off. The time runs out, and that will do it here tonight. They're still playing that final play, even though the clock ran out. I don't think that should count anyways because the clock had hit zeros. So that will wrap this one up. How about the Horton Chargers on the road at Valley Falls defeating the Dragons? 38-8 is the final score. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after this, Horton wins big here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster, Ford, and Houlton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Houlton.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer or the owner?
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Houlton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome our listeners over from 92.1 KMZA. So here on Cantaland Radio as we wrap up our show, or I should say show, not show, broadcast here tonight from Valley Falls. And how about Houlton? They dominate this game on both sides of the ball, and they exit their week one opponent on the road with a victory, 38-8. The Chargers win it, their first time beating Valley Falls in 10 years. So that is a big-time statement. Good start for Bo Gadwood, his first year as the head coach at Houlton, and they win it by 30 here tonight. This was a 16-8 game at the half, but back-to-back pick sixes in the third quarter, one by Talon Hooper for 50 yards, and then Trent Lockwood just a few plays after that, 56 yards. And in the blink of an eye in the third quarter, it went from 16-8 to 30-8. And then really, the offense for Valley Falls sputtered the rest of the way, had a couple of punts. And then Houlton with a short field, one play, a 40-yard touchdown run by Dalton Niosi, his second of the night. At that point, really put it away after a two-point conversion try. 38-8, clock was ran out from there. And that was all she said and wrote. Our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Let's announce now our player of the game. This is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And we are going with Dalton Niosi. He was monstrous tonight, 22 carries for 218 yards and two touchdowns. He had a majority of those yards in the first half. He really didn't get much going in the second half. Hadn't really needed to be utilized a lot with the two pick sixes, but he did bust that 40-yard touchdown run on his last carry of the night in the fourth quarter to surpass that 200-yard total. So, again, Dalton Niosi of the Horton Chargers, our player of the game, 22 carries, 218 yards, 2 touchdowns. Again, these numbers unofficial, but nonetheless, over 200 yards here tonight for Dalton Niosi, the senior 6-foot running back. Monster night for him as the Chargers win it big. Again, our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. A couple of score updates here real quick. Brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Jackson Heights beating Riverside 35-7. That game was close early, but the Cobras will get off to a 1-0 start. How about this final? Sabetha 7, Holton 6. Holton made their PAT that would have tied the game, but a false start was called. Move it back 5 yards. They make the second, but another false start. Now their 30-yard try on the PAT for a third try was missed, and Sabetha wins a wild one there, 7-6, that final score. Onega, they beat Donovan West 40-0. Josh Daniels, 3 touchdowns and went over 100 yards in the game. And we're just getting an update as well. How about this on 96.9 KOZA, Silver Lake and Rossville, one of the marquee matchups here tonight. They are going to overtime, 26-26. Wade Gerstner has the call there on 96.9 KOZA. Royal Valley, they beat Hiawatha 18-13. That, of course, on the Hiawatha channel, but the Panthers in the Big East starting with a 1-0 record. Again, our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. And, of course, our stats all throughout the season brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our player of the game, Dalton Niosi, senior running back for the Chargers. 22 carries, 218 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Also, pick sixes in the game. One by Talon Hooper from 50 yards out. Trent Lockwood, the other, 56 yards out. Both back-to-back possessions in the third quarter that really put this game to bed. Well, that's going to do it for us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got our first week one Friday, or excuse me, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz about to take over here in just a matter of moments, recapping all the games tonight. You'll get a recap from me as well for this game and, of course, all of our other games that were broadcast across our networks. Want to thank Jake Spaulding in studio, Ray Penning as well. We appreciate the hard work back in the studio. Still grinding hard here tonight, but that will do it for me here from Valley Falls, where the Horton Chargers defeat the Dragons for the first time in 10 years by a final score of 38-8. Again, for Jake and company, Ray in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman signing off. We'll talk to you next week for more high school football.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.